This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Country with Rita on Radio Hawke's Bay. And today we will be featuring some of my favourite country songs, starting with Don Williams singing You're My Best Friend. Donald Ray Williams was born in 1939 and was an American country music singer, songwriter. He began his solo career in 1971. This song is one of my favourites by Don, not only because I love his voice, but the song is a lovely positive story of a relationship.
You placed gold on my finger, you brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry, you're my shelter from troubled winds, you're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry, you're my shelter from troubled winds, you're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry, you're my shelter from troubled winds, you're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend.
The next one is the complete opposite, with Tammy Wynette singing I Don't Want to Play House. Tammy was born Virginia Wynette Pugh in 1942, and by the time she was 28, after becoming the first female singer to sell a million copies of a single album, she was given the nickname of First Lady of Country Music. In 1967, I Don't Want to Play House became Tammy's first number one selling country song as a solo artist and earned her the 1968 Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. This song tells the story of broken families and how much the children are affected.
Today I sat alone at the window and I watched our little girl outside at play with the little boy next door. Like so many times before, but something didn't seem quite right today. So I went outside to see what they were doing. again, and I hung my head in shame when I heard our little girl say to him, watched Mommy and Daddy, and if that's the way it's done, I don't want to play house. It makes my mommy cry, 'cause when she played house, my daddy said goodbye. Goodbye.
Moving on with Glen Campbell singing Southern Nights. Glen Travis Campbell was born in 1936 and was an American country music singer and actor. He was the seventh son of 12 children. The family lived on a farm where they barely managed by growing cotton, corn, watermelon, and potatoes. He started playing guitar at aged 4 after his father gave him a catalogue-bought $5 guitar as a gift, his Uncle Boo teaching him the basics of how to play. Southern Nights is a song that invites listeners to slow down, reminisce, and appreciate the beauty of simple pleasures. Tuned to Radio Hawke's Bay and you're listening to Country with Rita. A real change of tempo next, with the Charlie Daniels Band playing The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Charles Edward Daniel was born in 1936 and became an American singer, musician and songwriter. Already skilled on guitar, fiddle, banjo and mandolin, Daniels began his music career as a member of the bluegrass band Misty Mountain Boys in the 1950s. In 1979, the Charlie Daniels Band released their most commercially successful album, which is the one we're listening today, and with which Daniel won the Grammy Award for Country Vocal Performance. The song is about a challenge between a country boy and the devil. Devil is looking for a soul and is bargaining with Johnny. Gold fiddle or soul? There's a really deep explanation behind the meaning of the lyrics on that line, which is worth looking up. The song also appears on a video game that Daniels did not grant permission for, and he wanted all parents to know that. Absolutely amazing fiddle playing, but I reckon the other band members are amazing as well.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals in cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." Up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny let your dog back, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no."
Next we have Kenny Rogers. He's going to sing Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers. Born in 1938 in Houston, Texas, Rodgers formed his first band in high school in 1956, a doo-wop group called The Scholars, and he never quit making music. I had to look up doo-wop, and it's an American style of singing popular in the 1950s. It involves groups singing in harmony with nonsense phrases like doo-wop and shaboom regularly repeated. Early doo-wop groups include the Drifters and the Platters. The song was written by Ben Peters and recorded by Kenny Rogers in 1977. It tells the story of two people who share a bond that goes beyond the platonic. By day, they maintain the facade of simple friendship, but when the sun sets, their true feelings come to light.
She knows too well there's something going on. She's been neglected, and she needs a friend. So a trembling finger dial a telephone. Lord, it hurts her doing this again. He's the best friend that her husband ever knew. When she's lonely, he's more than just a friend. He's the one she longs to give her body to. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In their secret hideaway, they time friends and nighttime lovers. They don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. When it's over, there's no peace of mind, just a longing for the way things should have been. And she wonders why some men never find that a woman needs a lover and a friend. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In their secret hideaway, daytime friends and nighttime lovers. They don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go, what they do. In their secret hideaway, daytime friends and nighttime lovers. They don't want to hurt the other, so they love in the nighttime and shake hands in the light of day. Daytime friends and nighttime lovers, hoping no one else discovers where they go.
Maybe this next song by Billy Joe Spears could be helpful to the wife of that group. Billy Joe Spears was an American country music singer. She reached the top 10 of the country music chart 5 times between 1969 and 77, her biggest being The Blanket on the Ground in 1975. Today's song, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, was written and originally recorded by Loretta Lynn. It was based on a real-life woman Lynn had met backstage before a concert. Apparently, the woman confided in Loretta about how another woman attempted to steal her husband from her. In response to her words, Lynn replied, "Honey, she ain't woman enough to take your man." Following the conversation, Lynn went into her dressing room and wrote the song. The story is about having a little heart-to-heart with the other woman, dropping a little friendly advice, Back off before I have to show you I mean business, and don't let the smile fool you into thinking I won't. Coming to my last song for today, and I will leave you with something for all out there who are travelling for whatever reason. The sun is shining, the sky is blue, sea is calm, and all's right with the world. And have Willie Nelson singing I'm on the Road Again. Willie Nelson was born in 1933 and wrote his first song at aged 7 and joined his first band at age 10. During high school, he toured locally with a band as their lead singer and guitar player. After graduating from high school, he joined the US Air Force, but was later discharged because of back problems. Singing and songwriting became his life while working as a disc jockey during the late 1950s, and he wrote songs like Crazy, Funny How Time Slips Away, and Hello Walls during this time. On the Road Again was written and sung by Willie Nelson in 1980 and earned him a Grammy Award for Best Country Song a year later. It's all about life on tour. Take care of each other and keep safe.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Friend, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.